Friends, this chapter is very important from the retail banking perspective because after understanding all the various product regulations, rules and deliverables, control mechanism, etc., we have seen. But actually, when the core part is a payment, either receipt of the payment or making the payment to others. When this kind of issue comes, we must understand. If I want to make the payment to some X person, then which system I should use? There are multiple systems available. Which is suitable for me for the transactions? So, understanding the payment systems in retail banking is very, very crucial and important. And there are several systems are placed in almost all the banks, and it is aligned to your account maintained with those banks by you. And you are using that much, only a particular system for making such kind of payments. So, understanding the payment system is core part of the retail banking. So we have to understand, our objective is to understand how the payment system has been evolved, right? Payment ecosystem. Then there are major payment systems like RTGS, NEFT, IMPS, UPI, then debit cards, credit cards, etc., then wallets. So these are some of the payment system in place. How to use it, characteristic features, and everything. In nutshell, we are understanding in this our presentation. So our structure will revolve around the structure of first broadly, we will have a structure of payment ecosystem, then some details about NEFT, RTGS, IMPS, UPI, card, and wallet, which will be also followed by the Aadhaar-enabled payment system, then Bharat Bill Payment, that is BBPS, NACS, that is National Automated Clearing House, check truncation system, and regulatory framework for the payment system, settlement clearing and risk mitigation, and emerging trend, further evolvement of the payment system as such. So this is our structure of presentation. Now, India's payment landscape today is one of the most sophisticated globally because it enables the fast, secure, and interoperable cost-effective transactions. Because RTGS, NEFT, IMPS, UPI, card network, wallet, PPI, these needs are scattered by the diverse need of ranging from small value, person to person, transfers or to high value corporate settlements also, right? RBI, under the Payment and Settlement System Act 2007, plays a very crucial and important role of regulating these payment systems, payment mechanism, and ensures your safety, reliability and efficiency. The emergence of NPCI, which is an umbrella organization for all the retail payments, NPCI, National Payment Corporation of India, and adoption of the digital public infrastructure, innovation as UPI Lite, tokenization, offline payment, digital rupee, that is CBDC, and further strengthening the India's positioning as a global leader in digital payments. Let us understand one by one the structure of the payment ecosystem in India. First thing is a regulator. Who is a regulator? Reserve Bank of India is a regulator, and it regulates all the payment systems under the Payment and Settlement System Act 2007. And payment system operators, that is PSO, manages payment system operator banks, branches, operates the payment system as authorized by the bank, and National Payment Corporation India, NPCI, is the umbrella organization under retail payment system operates in India. NPCI, that is umbrella organization, manages UPI, IMPS, RuPay, AEPS, that is Aadhaar Enabled Payment System, BBPS, that is Bharat Bill Payment System, and NACH. NPCI drives innovation and standardization across India. Now, card network. Now, the card network systems facilitating the debit card, credit card, and prepaid card. These transactions, so Visa, MasterCard, RuPay, American Express card, etc., these are the cards. These are used nowadays under retail banking. Now, third one, PPI issuers and wallets, or wallet operators. PPI issuers and wallet operators. PPI means prepayment instrument. Prepaid payment instrument means PPI. Prepaid payment instruments. Instruments are prepaid. And wallet operators. The entities which are authorized to issue the prepaid instruments consist of Paytm wallet, PhonePe wallet, Amazon Pay, MobiQuick. These are the PSO operators under the strict KYC and escrow as well as the settlement rules. Next one will be the payment aggregator and gateways. Who are the payment aggregator? Payment aggregators are Razorpay, PayU, CashPay, and BillDesk. They enable the business to accept the digital payment through the cards, UPI, and net banking. Now, who are the participants in the payment ecosystem? Participants are the banks. So, banks are central participants because they are the issuer of the card, they are acquirer of merchant accounts, they are settlement bank, they are clearing members and the service providers for UPI, NEFT, RTGS, and IMPS. Then non-bank financial institutions, select non-bank financial institution also participates, that is NBFCs are participates in PPI issuance, that is prepaid payment instrument issuance. Payment aggregators role also sometimes they are performing and fintech partnerships they have. Now, fintech companies. Now, fintech companies, what they are doing? They are likely contributors of the innovation, technological part. So, UPI apps provides PhonePe, Google Pay, Paytm. These are provided. These are the fintech providers. UPI app. This is Google Pay app, PhonePe app, Paytm Pay app. So, these are the applications, apps. And you are downloading on your mobile and doing the transactions, right? Then digital lending platform, payment facilitators, AI and ML. AI means artificial intelligence, ML means machine learning fraud detection firms, API banking firm, API banking service providers. Now payment infrastructure. Now you know the basic information, you got it. Now payment infrastructure. How the infrastructure of the payment consists of? One, a clearing settlement mechanism or clearing settlement system, which consists of RTGS, NEFT, IMPS, CTS, and NACS. CTS means check clearing, check truncation system, check clearing system. Okay. And NACH is used for bulk clearing for recurring payments, right? Batch upload for NEFT and high value transaction for RTGS. These are some of the characteristic features which we will come to know later on. Now, switching network. Switching network means switching, they ensure secure routing transactions consist of NPCI switch. NPCI switch is UPI, RuPay, and IMPS. Visa, MasterCard switches because these are controlling authority for them. And bank internal switches also. Then merchant acceptance infrastructure. So first is a clearing settlement system, second switch network, and third one is a merchant acceptance infrastructure, that is POS, that terminals, or QR code acceptance, or soft POS or mobile POS, e-commerce payment gateways. These are some of the merchant acceptors for this infrastructure. Now, user of the payment system, who can use? The consumer and merchants. Under consumers, individuals are using UPI card, wallet, mobile banking and NEFT IMPS. Right? And in merchant, small, medium and large business are accepting the digital payment through POS, POS, QR codes and payment gateway. Right? And third one is the government, which users are digital payment for the DBT transaction or tax collections and utility payments. Now, supporting institutions for the payment system consist of UIDAI. UIDAI provides Aadhaar authentication for Aadhaar enabled payment system, AEPS and EKYC. NPCI, Bharat Bill Payment Limited. This operates the BBPS ecosystem. CERTN means governs cyber security and incident reporting within 6 hours time. Banks, IT and security providers like cloud partners, cyber security firms, IT service providers helps to ensure system resilience. Now, some of the characteristic features of India's payment system. Interoperability is covered, is applicable to UPI, RuPay and BBPS. Real-time functionality is for IMPS and UPI. Okay? In IMPS, the moment you make the payment, you will receive the message that it has been reached to the ultimate beneficiary. That is real-time functionality. Then low cost. UPI is free for all consumers. RuPay is affordable. Then scalability. It handles billions of monthly transactions. Security, tokenization, 2FA or encryption or fraud monitoring. Financial inclusions, AEPS, UPI Lite and PMJY. Innovation, it is a conversational UPI, CBDC offline payment. Now, key features of one by one of each we are going to discuss now. The NEFT, National Accessibility. National Accessibility is available across all the major banks. NEFT is working almost all the major banks, including commercial bank, cooperative bank, small finance bank, and regional rural banks. This allows the transaction to make any bank branch participate in NEFT network. Now, key features, it is available for 24/7. It's batch processing, that is, number of transactions can be half hourly basis, number of transactions can be settled within, and such there are half yearly means in 1 hour, two batches. So 24 hour, 48 settlement batches per day, and funds are credited in near real time. That means within half an hour's time, till the next batch generates, first settlement is happening. Okay, so no minimum or maximum limit for NEFT, and no upper limit is also there, making it suitable for small and large payments. It has a multiple use. Multiple users mean person to person, person to business, salary credit, vendor payment, EMI, loan payment, e-commerce, etc. It is used. NEFT transactions flow is a customer initiate the transaction through the mobile banking, internet banking or bank branch. Bank needs send message to NEFT clearing center. RBI NEFT system uses it. Destination bank receives the batch and confirmation message is received back to the sender. The charges for this, this is as per RBI mandate, there are no charges levied by any bank for NEFT transactions. And this branch initiated NEFT may have nominal charges and beneficiary is not charged. This policy encourages the digital payment and financial inclusion. Then settlement mechanism, how it happens? Settlement mechanism happens like this. The transaction collected in batches are processed together. Net obligations are calculated after each batch. Settlement occurs through the RBI's accounts for the participating bank, and DNS optimizes the liquidity uses and reduces the settlement risk. Advantages of NEFT, NEFT is it is safe, secure and regulated by RBI, widely used, economically efficient, ideal for both individual and corporates, no restriction on value and volume, integration with digital platforms like UPI, BBPS and mobile banking. Limitations of NEFT consist of not an instant, NEFT is not instant like IMPS. It is not an instant, but it takes little time. So batch based on the settlement may lead to the slight delay, and depending upon the bank system availability and responsiveness, possible delays due to the system upgrades or outages. If you compare this NEFT, IMPS and RTGS and UPI, you will come to know what are their features about settlement, availability, limit and use cases. RTGS, now NEFT over. Now let us look into RTGS. RTGS is a real-time gross settlement. It's one of the methods of payment. These transactions are settled instantly without like IMPS. They are settled instantly when you are using the RTGS without any delay. So no batch processing. Each transaction is handled individually. Therefore it is called as a gross settlement. Each transaction settled separately, not in a group, right? High value threshold. The minimum transaction amount under RTGS should be rupees 2 lakhs and there is no upper limit as such. It is available 24/7 availability. Since December 2020, RTGS operates around the clock, including weekends and holidays. Immediate finality is once processed, an RTGS transaction is a final and irrevocable. So this is crucial for the time-sensitive payments. RTGS transaction flow consists of first, the customer initiates the transfer using its internet banking, mobile or branch bank branch channel. Then originating banks checks the sufficient fund, KYC compliance and sanction screening. Transaction is routed through RTGS system. RBI settles the transaction. Beneficiary bank receive the transaction and it must accredit the customer account immediately, and confirmation is sent to the originating bank and also customer, and this ensures the transparency and speed in the settlement process. Settlement mechanism of RTGS consists of each bank maintains a dedicated RTGS settlement account with RBI, right? Transactions settled by direct debit or credit to these accounts. Liquidity is managed through intraday liquidity facility or collateral liquidity, right? Then transaction limits and charges. Transaction limits, minimum 2 lakhs, there is no upper limit, and charges, there are zero charges as per RBI guidelines for when it is used RTGS, and outward transaction fee depends upon the bank's policy, but many banks have made RTGS free online. Advantages of RTGS is immediate settlement, estimation, elimination of the settlement risk, high security, real-time finality and round-the-clock availability. But there are certain limitations to RTGS transactions are also, which includes it is not suitable for low-value transactions, high minimum threshold is 2 lakh, requires stable internet and system update uptime. Bank may impose transaction cutoff internally, and for retail payment, NEFT, IMPS or UPI are more appropriate. Now, after the NEFT, after RTGS, we understood. Now, let us understand about IMPS. IMPS means immediate payment service. IMPS means immediate payment service. This IMPS is launched by National Payment Corporation of India, that is NPCI, in 2010. Okay, and this laid the foundation for country's real-time, real payment revolution and eventually paved the way for UPI. Now, key features of IMPS is the real-time settlement. IMPS processes the settlement transaction within a second making it ideal for urgent fund transfer. 24/7 by 365, it is available. Then multi-channel access. It has IMPS can be used for through mobile banking, internet banking, ATMs, SMS banking, and the business correspondent, that is BC outlet. So these are the they have multi-channel access for IMPS. Then multiple multiple identifiers supported. Then account number plus IFSC or MMID, that is mobile money identifier, early widely used, as now it is declining. Mobile number based transfers. Then flexible limits are minimum amount of ₹1 and maximum of bank specific, commonly up to 2 lakh per transaction for retail users, and high limits for may be available for corporate. And use cases, that person to person, merchant payment, e-commerce, urgent bill payment, and wallet to bank. IMPS transaction flow consists of, first, the customer initiates. The sender initiates the transaction via mobile banking or net banking or ATM, and message is routed by NPCI. Then destination bank validates that, and confirmation to sender is received. Advantages of IMPS consist of, it is safe, reliable, wide reach, suitable for urgent payment, and work for multiple devices, no need for the paper instruments, and IMPS is a practical for flexible tool for the retail fund transfers. Along with that, there are certain limitations, and this limitation is a transaction charges may apply many times. So upper limit differs across the bank. Some banks may have downtime due to the system maintenance. UPI adoption has reduced the IMPS usage for smaller payment, and despite these, IMPS remains the crucial for predictable structured banking transfers. Now UPI, Unified Payment Interface, UPI. Unified Payment Interface is India's flagship instant payment system, which is developed by NPCI. Its features consist of, it has got a real-time funds transfer, its interoperability, and simple authentication by using the PIN. Multiple payment methods consist of UPI ID, mobile number, or Aadhaar-based or QR code payment, or merchant payment, or bill payment. And multi-bank support, a single UPI app can link the multiple banks' accounts. UPI transaction flow consists of payer, the person who pays or initiate the transaction payment on UPI app. App verifies the device, binding the customer credentials. Request is sent to the NPCI. NPCI routes the request to their payee bank, and payee's bank validates the UPI PIN and account and funds. Amount is debited instantly to his account, payer's account. NPCI routes the beneficiary bank. Beneficiary bank credits the amount immediately, and both parties receive the confirmation. This is a real-time, frictionless process drive of UPI massive adoption. Advantage of it is it is a low-cost user for the users. Free, sometimes some charges are levied by the banks. Instant, secure, and interoperable, supports both retail and merchant users, works on the basis of smartphone, enables the financial inclusion, driving India towards the cash-light economy and highly scalable, efficient infrastructure. Like other products, it has got limitations also, like dependent on stable internet. Then high transaction volume may cause the bank downtime, fraud risk through the phishing and local engineering. Transaction limits are vary by bank. Despite limitations, UPI remains the most versatile payment system in India. UPI, IMPS, NEFT, RTGS is compared here. You can very well go through that, or otherwise I am explaining you. The features are settlement. Settlement for UPI is instant. For IMPS, it is instant. For NEFT, it is batch settlement. And for RTGS, it is a real time. Right? Then availability. It's available, all are available at 24/7. Limit for UPI, it is 1 lakh, higher for sometimes. Then for IMPS, it is bank specific. For NEFT, it is no limit, and RTGS minimum 2 lakhs. Authentication is for UPI, authentication is by using UPI PIN, and for IMPS, that is 2FA, and use cases that person to person under UPI or QR code, merchant. IMPS, person to person, retail, and RTGS, it is high value. Now, card payment system. So, all those systems up till now, we have seen all the UPI related or NPCI controlled, all the payment system used by the in consumers under retail banking. Now, there are three major types of cards, and these card payments are also maintained properly or used properly by using certain link, right? So, let us understand how the card payment system works. Now, first is a debit card. There are three cards, no? Debit card, credit card, and prepaid card, right? So, debit cards are linked directly to the savings account or current account. As soon as you use it, your account is immediately getting debited. RuPay, Visa, and merchant's cards are issued by the banks. Most common card types of India. Okay, these are used for the ATM withdrawals also, and POS purchase also, and online payment also, right? These debit cards. Now, credit cards. Credit card provides a short-term credit. Credit line, maybe 45 days to 55 days, 30, 45, or 55, depending upon the agreement with the banks, with these companies issuing the cards, with the customers, right? Then EMI conversion options are available on the card. Reward points are there, cashbacks, travel benefits. Then RuPay, Visa, MasterCard, American Express Network, etc. These are the cards which are used. And the increasing acceptance through the UPI or credit cards is RuPay. Now, prepaid cards. Third one is a prepaid card. Prepaid card is gift card, travel card, or it may be employee benefit card, or full KYC prepaid card, transit card. Prepaid cards helps to promote the cashless transactions and are widely used by the corporate and transit systems. Now, key participation in participants in the credit in the card system. They are the issuer bank, acquirer bank, and card network. Card network is nothing but it is either RuPay in India, Visa, MasterCard, or American Express. Right? Then payment processors. Payment processors are the technology providers. This enabling switch and the transaction is processing. NPCI for RuPay, VisaNet, MasterCard network, third party processor like Worldline, FIS, or Pine Labs. Merchants are retail stores, e-commerce platforms, or petrol pumps, or hotels. Then POS, etc. Then card transaction flow consists of card holder initiate the transaction at POS or online. Acquirer receives the request and forward it to the card network. Card network routes the request, routes the request to the issuer's bank. Issuer authorizes based on balance, fraud check, card validity, and domestic, etc. will be checked by the bank, and then authorization response is sent back to the merchant, and settlement takes place later through the card network and banks. Card payment follows the combination of authorization, clearing, and settlement process. Advantages of the card system is this is widely acceptable, secure and regulated, international payment capability, credit cards offer reward, EMI conversion, then strong fraud prevention mechanism supports the high value transactions and enhance the convenience and repayment flexibility. Like other products, it has got also limitations also, and these limitations are required POS terminal, that is the cost to the merchant. MDR charges are merchant charges, they are discouraging the small merchants. Risk of the card skimming through the reduced with EMV, and UPI has overshadowed the small value card usage. Delayed settlement for merchant T plus 1 or T plus 2. And credit cards, credit card debit risk, debt risk for users.